Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Centralia Lady Panthers head coach Megan Brinkman after a heartbreaking 43-41 district championship loss to Moberly. Coach Brinkman, thank you for a wonderful season. What made the difference tonight between you and Moberly?
I mean, just what a great basketball game. You know, I think it just came down to just a few possessions. I think, you know, looking at it now, we'd like to get back or change, you know. I thought we had some, you know, let them probably get too many offensive rebounds, gave them too many second chances. And, you know, even with that being said, we had, you know, opportunities at the end of the game. And at the end of the day, you just want to be able to say you can compete throughout the whole game. And we did. They worked so hard. You know, you brought up defensively a 43-41 district championship. You don't see very often. Very low scoring. But, you know, at this point in the season, we played each other once. We have – both teams have a ton of film where we scout. We know who, you know, we know tendencies. So it's about execution and taking your time and just a little too many plays down the stretch and throughout the game where we just weren't as solid and sound, I feel like, as we should be. But, you know, credit to Moberly. I think they put us in that situation. But, you know, we fought extremely hard, and I couldn't be more proud of, again, of the game where I think, you know, it could have gone either way, and then of the season as well.
Coach, I think this is the first game of yours I've seen where none of your players scored in double digits. We had Jocelyn Bostic with 9, Reagan Anderson and Annie Robinson with 8, Braylon Brunkhorst with 6, and Harper Sontheimer with 5. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Harper for a second? How long was that basket she scored in the last minute?
Well, I was calling timeout, and they didn't give it to me, and I'm real glad because she ended up making she's smart. She made the right cut. Eventually, you know, dead ball, they're trying to deny, so I think she cut off of it and, you know, and won, you know, easy 3-point play. So, I like our distribution. I like how, you know, everybody had a little bit of points here and there, but, you know, with the 43-point game, you know, not sure if anybody would get in double digits. Obviously, that would have helped a little bit, but, we still, you know, everybody, Kay had a big basket. I mean, it was tough. It was tough on offense, but I thought we made it tough for them too, holding Billington to 11 points. I think it's just absolutely fantastic. It tells you what the fight of the kids we have and the attention to detail that they brought to today. Like I said, it came down to a few possessions and just quite not enough time at the end of the game.
Who had the job of guarding Miss Billington tonight?
Harper started on her. I think Bray was on her for a while. Kaylin Walter. I mean, and not just her, you know, everybody. I mean, just the team defense is just outstanding and great. And I couldn't be more proud of how we guarded. And we've done that all year, and that's how we got to get to this position.
What type of growth did you see in the team this year, Coach?
This summer, Coach Sontheimer made a point. We were talking to the girls after the game about, I didn't think we played well in a summer game, and we kind of make a point of just buy in and trust, and they feel like they did since that point. So ever since then, there's been growth. Just, you know, changing from what we did last year to this year, just, you know, that's just kind of who I am and what we do, and they bought in and they didn't ask, you know, they didn't care. They just wanted to, I feel like, compete and win. So they're extremely coachable. We grew, you know, offensively, finding out tendencies of our players, who's good in what position. And they had fun doing it. They're just such a fun group to coach. They make my life extremely easy. They show up to practice. They work hard. They're great in the classroom. They're great in the community. And they just want to compete for each other every single game. So I am beyond proud. And, you know, those three seniors we're going to miss deeply. They're the absolute definition of leaders. But, you know, new kids get to step up, new leaders get to step up, and I'm excited for Lady Panther basketball future.
Who's coming back next year?
You know, we'll have our pretty big junior class, again, full of veterans and leaders. You know, Reagan Anderson, Shelby Lewis, Kaylin Walters, Katie Carrico. You know, we're going to get Morgan Ross back, which is going to be huge. You know, looking for some underclassmen to step up and help us as well. You know, Braylon Brunkhorst is going to be a sophomore. I thought she's obviously proven herself this year as a freshman. But, you know, everybody has a chance to get better over the summer. So we got to – it's kind of funny. You're already looking to how do we get to work and how do we get better for next year already. And I think that's great because you want to continue to battle. And I told the girls, you know, we're family, and I wouldn't want to do this with anybody else. And so they've just been – they've welcomed me, and they've been extremely coachable.
Coach, 24-4. I think that's a record, but I don't have access to the Rutgers.
We found out in 78 they won 27, which is really, really tough. But, I mean, we play a tough schedule. We beat really good teams. Like, we've made a staple of, I think, who we are and who we can be. So it's been a good year. Nothing to hang your heads about. I thought we had big wins at Southern Boone. We've won two tournament championships, one here, you know, at Centralia that hasn't been won, I think they said, since 91, and a chance of playing a different district championship. I mean, I don't think you could ask for anything less of, you know, how they prepared and the opportunities that they gave themselves. Just, you know, unfortunately, this one fell short.
All right. Any parting words to the fans, Coach?
Just appreciate their support. This place, I didn't know if it was going to get that. I didn't know it was going to get this packed for one game. The support's been great. Again, I think it's just put, you know, the kids on the map about who they are and how well of kids they are and the leaders that they are. And, you know, hopefully, you know, people can continue to come out and support, because, like I said, we're looking to get better every year. And so we appreciate that community and the fan support. You know, that's what athletics and high school athletics are all about. So, you know, now that we're season's done, we go to support somebody else, and they're off the track or whatever spring sport they're playing, because they're, most of the time, they're three sport athletes, and they're kids who just want to get better and compete and have fun, no matter who that's with or whatever sport it is. So proud of them, proud of our community, proud of our school. I'm very proud to be a Lady Panther for sure.
Thank you, Coach Megan Brinkman. Thank you for a wonderful season. See you down the road.
Thank you.